وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to take classes from the book أصول السنة للإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى. Inshallah, about 2 weeks to cover all of it, inshallah. Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, is famous alim, one of the al-Aim al-Arba'a, one of the famous 4 scholars of al-Sunnah, who are famous with the Aim al-Arba'a, said about the fiqh jurisdiction. In a way, they have so many followers, school, they have a school of thoughts. They're the Aim al-Arba'a, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim. Imam Ahmad is one of them. Also, not only Imam Ahmad was Imam in fiqh, also in the sunnah, in the aqidah, in the creed, also in the hadith, in the ilm of hadith. He was Imam in all aspects of the religion. Rahimahullah ta'ala is the student, one of the students of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. And the ulama said so much good about him, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it's known. Inshallah, we don't spend that much with that. He died, rahimahullah ta'ala, when the hijra was 241. And tonight is 1,442. How many years from the death of Imam Ahmad? Rahimahullah. Naam. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he died when the hijrah was 241. Tonight is 1,442. Yes. 1,201. That's when he died, rahimahullah. But his ilm, his knowledge is being benefited until today. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala. So, taking the knowledge and the aqidah, especially the aqidah, the creed which the people of Sunnah, especially the scholars, especially like Imam Ahmad, what they were upon, is so important, especially our time. So many trials, so many deviations, so many fitan, to be connected to the people of knowledge, especially the imam of the ulama, the scholars of the scholars, like Imam Ahmad, who was also from the first generations. Prophet Sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Imam Ahmad was from those in that time. It's very important. It's very important. And that's the way of Ahlul Sunnah. They go back to the people of knowledge, especially those who were in the first 3 generations. and whoever followed them. So the book, the Imam, the author is that great alim. And also the book is about the subject of the creed. It's the creed, the aqidah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion and those who follow them. The aqidah, especially the foundation of the aqidah itself. So in this book, the Sheikh is not he didn't write subhanahu wa rahimahullah ta'ala everything about the creed, but usul sunnah, the fundamentals, the principles, the foundations of the sunnah. It's a summarize for the sunnah. So it's very important to study, to understand, alhamdulillah. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he started with the book usul sunnati indana. At-tamassuku بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم وترك البدع وكل بدعة فهي ضلالة وترك الخصومات والجلوس مع أصحاب الأهواء وترك المراء والجدال والخصومات في الدين والسنة عندنا آثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والسنة تفسر القرآن وهي دلائل القرآن وليس في السنة قياس ولا تضرب لها الأمثال ولا تدرك بالعقول ولا الأهوال ولا الأهواء إنما هو الاتباع وترك الهوى. This is what Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى started with his noble book رحمة الله تعالى عليه. Here, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Imam Ahmad said, the foundation of the Sunnah with us are holding firmly to the way of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taking them as an example. Avoiding innovation and being cautious of it. It is to leave off innovation. For indeed, every innovation is misguidance. Leaving off debating and argumentation, nor sitting with the people of desires. It is to abandon debating and arguing in the religion. And the sunnah with us are narrations of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the tafsir and clarification of the Quran. There is no analogy in the sunnah. Example shouldn't be placed forth for it. It is not reached with intellect nor desires. Rather, it is submission and leaving off desires. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, again he said, usul sunnati indana. The foundation of the sunnah with us. Here sunnah he mean, as he mentioned in the same book, آثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What was narrated from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما أثر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي ما نقل عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the sunnah, the foundation of the sunnah, the principles of the sunnah. Which sunnah? The sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. What was narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is foundations and principles with us. Us means Ahl Sunnah. If we are the people of Sunnah. If we are the people of Sunnah, there is people of Sunnah and there is people of Ahwa. Ahl Sunnah, Ahlul Ahwa. People of Sunnah are those who follow and adhere to the Sunnah, meaning the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And anyone who doesn't adhere to that, then he must be from the people of al-ahwa, people of desires. Only two groups. Either Ahl-Sunnah, people of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they adhere to it, they believe it, they follow it. That's their deen. They take it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Or they are people of al-ahwa. And so many proofs show that. From that ayah in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah said, Azza wa Jal, addressing the Messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ If they do not obey you, they do not answer you, they do not obey you, or the Messenger of Allah, فَعْلَمْ They know. إنما يتبعون أهواءهم They only following their desire. If they don't obey you, they don't answer your call or the message of Allah, then know they only following desires, their desires. So this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The person is either following the Sunnah and the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he is following his person is following his desire. The Sheikh said, so the foundation of the Sunnah, the foundation of the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fundamentals of the Prophet, his way sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is with us, if we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is at-tamassuku bima kana alayhi ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look and ponder what Imam Ahmad started with, the foundations of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "At-tamassuk to hold to adhere to bima kana alayhi ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which the companion of the Messenger of Allah were upon." This is the foundation of the Sunnah. To adhere to stick to hold into that which the companion of the Messenger of Allah were upon. The Imam Ahmad didn't say, Rahimahullah ta'ala, to adhere to, he said to stick to adhere to hold into the, that which the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam were upon. Who are the companion? Man huwa sahabiyu, huwa man laqiya an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam mu'minan bihi wa mata ala dhalik. Whoever met the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believing in him, and he died upon that, is a companion. What those people were upon, sticking to that, adhering to that, holding firmly into it, following them, it is the foundation, it is the foundation of the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَالْإِخْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ And taking them as an example, following them. Why? Why following the way of the companion of the Prophet ﷺ is the foundation of the truth, is the foundation of the way of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Why? For many reasons. One of it, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala praises so much the companion of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Mentioned that they were upon the truth. Mentioned that they were those who deserve the most the truth. And the taqwa and the righteousness. Allah mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever doesn't follow what they were upon is foolish. Whoever follow what the companion or person were upon is upon guidance. Whoever take their a path other than their path is from the people of Jahannam. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of what he know about their hearts, about their sincerity and truthfulness, Allah is pleased with them. So many ayat showing those meanings. Somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise him. Allah testify, witness subhanahu wa ta'ala righteousness, truthfulness, guidance for him, then that one must be upon the haq, must be upon the truth. It is the companion of Prophet ﷺ. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. When the hypocrites, those who say they Muslims, they say they are believers, they believe in Allah, they believe the last day. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Among people, those who say we believe in Allah, we believe the last day, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they are not believers. These people, when they are called to believe the same way the people believe, آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, believe as the people believe. Who are the people who believe? When Allah revealed this verse, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and his companion. So when these hypocrites are called to believe the way Prophet ﷺ and his companion believe, they say, أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاء, are we believing like this foolish belief? They say bad about the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. Allah said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاء, indeed they are the foolish. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but they do not know it. So anyone who disregard the way of Prophet ﷺ and his companion is the one who is really a safih, he is the foolish. He is the one who doesn't know it. In another ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ تَدُوْ. If they believe similar to what you or the Messenger of Allah, his companion believe, they are upon guidance. They are guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away, they are in controversy. They are in the opposite. So, if someone believes that which Prophet Muhammad and his companion believe, he is upon guidance, Allah mentioned in Quran. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, if they believe means the people, بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, the similar, the like of what you or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad and his companion, آمَنْتُمْ is plural. آمَنْتُمْ is not آمَنْتَ, not you believe or the Messenger of Allah only. Tom, all you, the Messenger of Allah and his companion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detail this damir, amantum, you. In English, you is you. But what does you mean in English? It can mean one person, male, it can be female, it can be two people, it can be a group of male, a group of female, mixer, all that is you. But in Arabic, amantum, it means what? A group of people. Not one, not two. A group of people. So it's not only the Prophet ﷺ. It's the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. If the people believe similar what they believe, then they are guided. In the other ayah in Surah An-Nisa, Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. ومن يشاقق الرسول, whoever deliver the messenger, whoever deliver the messenger, he is controversy and contrary to the messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. When من بعد ما تبين له الهدى, after the guidance become clear to him, after he knows the truth, he deliver the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويتبع and follow غير سبيل المؤمنين, and follow the path other than the path of the believers. ويتبع and follow غير سبيل المؤمنين, other than the path of the believers. So whoever follow, whoever deliver the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم after the guidance become clear to him, and follow other than the path of the believers, نوليه ما تولى ونصله جهنم, we let him, that which he chooses, we guide him to Jahannam. وساءت مصيرا, evil destination is Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, he mentioned that anyone who delivered the messenger after knowing the guidance, after knowing the path of the messenger and also follow other than the path of the believers. Who are the believers at that time? Companion of Prophet. So it is very important to take the path of the companion and تَتَّبِعَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, to follow the path of the believers. And the first of those believers must be the companion of Prophet. And then whoever followed them. This ayat remind us the hadith of the Prophet. Prophet, when he said his ummah, he mentioned his ummah will divide into 73. All will be in hellfire. ستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هو يا رسول الله؟ قال من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Prophet said that his ummah, those who claim to be following him, to be Muslims, ummatul ijaba, those who call the answer of Prophet, they say they are followers of Messenger Muhammad, they believe Islam, they will be divided into 73. All will be in hellfire except one group. The Sahaba asked, who are those group or the Messenger who be safe? He said, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawma wa ashabi. Remember the ayah. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. And the hadith, مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ وَأَصْحَابِهِ. Whoever is upon that which I and my companion are upon. Whoever is upon that which I and my companion are upon, Prophet ﷺ said, they are those who are saved. The companion of the Messenger ﷺ. That's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here is a question. What is the wisdom behind mentioning the companion of the Prophet ﷺ after mentioning the Messenger ﷺ? Does that mean that the companion have different path other than the path of the companion, or they have something they add to the way of the Prophet ﷺ? The answer is no. The religion is only what Prophet ﷺ come with. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَا يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. So originally the one to be followed is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the companions are entitled to follow him alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then what's the wisdom behind mentioning the companion with the Prophet sallam? The people of knowledge said it is because it is the companion who knows the way of the Prophet sallam more than anybody else. The companion of Prophet sallam, it is them who saw the Messenger sallam practicing the religion. They saw the Prophet sallam praying. They saw the Messenger ﷺ practicing the religion of Allah in front of them. It is them who knows the language of the Prophet ﷺ. It is them who knows the culture, the tradition, the custom, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. So they understand better his language, his practice, his culture, alayhi salam. What he wants is what he means, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is them who understand better than anybody who come after them. Question. If somebody now explains to you how to make wudu, the way you make wudu is so and so. How to pray, you pray so and so. And if that person, with that explanation, if he does it into action in front of you, is it the same? Or you understand better when he does it into action? When he does the wudu, when he does, he pray in front of you, he makes sujood in front of you, he makes ruku' in front of you. No doubt you understand that better. So you don't learn only hearing, you also learn seeing. You increase sahaba, this is the way they are. So they see the Prophet and practice the religion of Allah. They understand his language. They understand Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, what he means, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, with that, they are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in his Quran. They are those whom he is pleased with them. They are those whom Allah guide them. They are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them firm upon his taqwa, his righteousness, the righteousness. What Allah said in Quran. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابًا فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah is pleased with the believers when they give you allegiance or the message of Allah under the tree. Allah knows that which is in their heart. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah knows that which is in their heart. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is not judging only by their appearance, by their statement, by their actions, rather that which is in their heart. Who can come after that and say, you know, the companion, they were hypocrites. A'udhu billah. Especially the leaders of the companion, the imams of the companion, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. And they were among those who were there. Three of them, Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali, they were under the tree. They give the allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those Allah mentioned in the ayah, they include. As for Uthman, it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who sent him, who sent to the idol worshippers as his safir, as his embassy. And the Prophet, he make the allegiance on behalf of Uthman to himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. He's pleased with them. He knows that which in their heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. If you want to know the start of the companion, read Surah Al-Fatih. Then what Allah said in that surah, in the same surah, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Allahu Akbar. Allah make them firm on the word of righteousness. Taqwa, piety, fear of Allah, obedience to Allah. Taqwa is a word. جَامِعٌ لِخِصَالِ الْخَيْرِ كُلِّهِ is a word which comprises all the good things. So Allah make them firm on the taqwa, the companion Prophet ﷺ. وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلًا. They are more entitled to it. وَأَهْلًا, they deserve it. They are its people. The companion Prophet ﷺ are the people of righteousness, are the people of piety, are the people of taqwa, are the people of tawheed. Some ulama say, La ilaha illallah. Who said that? Allah said. About the companion Prophet ﷺ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in his Quran, he divided the people, he is pleased with them in three groups. One group, Allah named them Muhajirun. Second group, Allah named them Ansar. A second group, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ those who follow them. Allah said in Surah Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Those three groups, المهاجرون, الأنصار, and those who follow them. What happened? Allah is pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. Allah prepared for them paradise. That's two groups. Three groups. The Muhajirun, Ansar, and those who follow them. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ. Those who follow them. بِإِحْسَان. With perfection. With righteousness. بِإِحْسَان. With goodness. Not by claiming. Not just a claiming. Truthfulness. Those who Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah. And Allah prepared Jannah for them. In another ayat, in Surah Al-Hashr, whole verse about Muhajirin, whole verse about Ansar, whole verse about those who follow them. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. As for Muhajirun, Allah said, أولئكم الصادقون. Those are the truthful ones. Then Allah said about Ansar, والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Those are the successful ones. So مهاجرون are the truthful ones. Ansar are the successful ones. Then what Allah said, والذين جاءوا من بعدهم, those who come after them, يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. They say, Allah forgive us and forgive our brothers who preceded us بالإيمان, the faith, the religion. سبقونا, they preceded us. They follow. So those who come after them, they follow. Oh Allah, forgive them. They make dua for the companion. They love them. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا. Oh Allah, don't make in our heart hatred, envy towards those who believe. The first of them are those who preceded them with iman, the companion. So to love the companion and to make dua for them and to follow them. If you want to be from those people whom Allah is pleased with them. How after that someone then live of the path of the companion and can be a good Muslim? Let alone saying, هم رجال ونحن رجال, they man and we man. Let alone saying ill about them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he died, he gave a talk. In that talk, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used statements, he used words showing that he's about to die. As Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Fath al-Bari. Then the Sahaba, they asked the Messenger sallam to give them admonition. To give them admonition. Since he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to die, he said, أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي فإنه من يعيش منكم بعد فصير اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم محدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. In this hadith, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned that there will be controversy among his ummah after him. Therefore, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ upon you, إِلْزَمُوا my way, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. In another hadith, خِلَافَةُ النُّبُوَةِ 30 سَنَةً. So those khulafa whom the Prophet specifically mentioned from the general companion are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, رضوان الله تعالى عليه. So to follow the companion in general, and specifically you follow who? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, رضوان الله تعالى عليه. And that is the same way the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they even though they respect all the companions, they follow all of them, they love all of them, they make dua all of them, their way, but especially Abu Bakr, they believe that the Sahaba themselves are not in the same level. Prophets of Allah, all of them, Allah chose them. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ الرُّسُلُ. All the messengers of Allah, Allah chosen them. But they are not the same level. Among them are great messengers, more great messengers with high status, even though all of them has status with Allah. Messengers. The same way the companion, even though all of them, Allah is pleased with them, they are not the same level. The muhajirun, higher level, higher status than the ansar. That's why Allah mentioned them first, muhajirun. Those who accepted Islam and make hijrah, migrate to the Prophet ﷺ. And then Al-Ansar. And the Muhajirun themselves, they are not the same stars. There are asharat mubasharuna bil Jannah. There are 10 who have the good news. Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned collectively they go into the Jannah. All of the companions, but those they've been mentioned collectively. Prophet ﷺ said Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Abdul Hamad fil Jannah. Prophet ﷺ, he counted 10 of his companions. So those 10 are more special. From those 10, 4 of them, the Khulafa, those Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. From the 4, Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali, رضوان الله تعالى عليه. Even though we should love all of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make His righteous servants the same level. Based on their righteousness, based on their closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, azza wa jal. So that's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he started that the foundation of the sunnah is to adhere to stick to follow that which the companion of the Prophet Muhammad SAW were upon. Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, they have no hesitant to know anyone who say ill from any of the companions of the Prophet SAW to be deviating. Anyone. Any companion. Yes, the companion, some of them were there with the Prophet ﷺ, all the 23 years he was sent. All the 23 years he was calling people to, some of them were with the Prophet ﷺ. Some of them were less than that. Maybe some of them, as Imam mentioned, maybe even if the person see the Prophet ﷺ, he met only an hour, a period of time, still he get the status of the companionship of the Prophet ﷺ. Yes. Even though not the same level, Ridwanullah Ta'ala alayhim, but each one of them, he has this status, being a companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usually, I give example to understand why even one, a companion of Prophet sallam, who only met the Prophet sallam very short time, not even whole day, any time, any given time, why he get his status? Better than anyone who come after him. Any tabi'i, anyone. A companion is better than any tabi'i. Any scholar, one companion is better than them. Because why? Because he was a companion of Prophet Muhammad SAW. That itself is a special. I give example, worldly example. Even for the worldly people, those people who have status in the worldly people, like leaders, kings, name them. People, they feel, they consider being with them, being around them, being known to them is something great. Yes, I mentioned before, someone invited me to his house, and in the house, there is two pictures on the wall. And then I say, these two pictures should be removed because of the issue of the picture and because also hanging on the wall. He said, you saying that because you don't know who are those. I say, it doesn't matter. Picture. He said, hold on. Let me tell you first. He said, do you know those? I said, I don't know one of them. I know one of them is one of the Saudi king. I said, but I don't know the other one. He said, that's why you saying remove it. If you would know, you wouldn't. He said, that one is so and so. And he mentioned one of the Saudi king. I don't remember now. And the other one, he said, it is him. It is me, he said. He used to be impasse. So, ambassador. So he met with the king and he kept the picture. So he put in his house wherever he moved to. He said, that's why you say remove. I said, still you need to remove it. Regardless. So this person, he might not be upon the same manhaj of the king, but still being with him one time, to him is a credit. He keep it. Today we know, we see that when the worldly leaders, those head of states, of countries, they meet, there is a time they take picture for them. It is known. They have to stand. They are being mentioned. When you are that place, you have to stay. Don't move. Stay there so people can take. And all those who have camera, they take pictures. Why? Because he met with that person. He sit with that person. Here's a question. Even though these people, regardless, they believers, they disbelievers, we talk worldly, even though they are not on the same methodology, they are not on this, they may be even enemy to one another. Okay. But still, some people now, they say, look, somebody signed for me, so and so. Those youth, some of them, Allah al-Musta'an, this man who is a basketball player, he signed for me. This is his signature for me. Even he didn't meet him, even doesn't know him. But he see this is a, if this is the case of these people, how about someone who met Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam believing in him? He met the best of the human, believing in him. That's the condition. Believing in him. He believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he met him. That doesn't have a status. With the people of Iman, with the people of faith, yes, wallahi. Yes, wallahi. Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they love the companion of Prophet ﷺ. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى: أصول سنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء به. This is the first principle in this book, that every believer should adhere to it, should understand it well, honor it, respect it, is to stick to that which the companion of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon, and taking them as an example, following them, loving them, making dua for them, ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim. And there are so many proofs in the Quran, in the Sunnah, many ayat, many ahadith. But what we have mentioned, inshallah, is only reminding for it. This is the asal. We started with this book, this first class, inshallah ta'ala. Here to summarize, who can remind us? The question, who can remind us one ayah showing that we should follow the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nama Khan Abdurrahman. أحسن تبارك الله فيك. دعايا إن سورة البقرة: وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلم. In this verse, that people are being called to believe what Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companion believe, and whoever doesn't believe that, he is foolish, even though he may think he is not, ولكن لا يعلم. نعم. Another ayah. نعم أخانا أبا عبد الله. أحسنتم. Another ayah also in سورة البقرة with almost the same meaning. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. أحسنت. Another ayah or حديث. نعم أبا وائل. نعم. آية إن سورة البقرة: الله عز وجل سر ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين and follow the path, a path other than the path of the believers. Who are those believers? Companion. Because Allah said ومن يشاقق الرسول, رسول was mentioned, whoever differ the messenger after the guidance become clear to him. ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين and follow a path other than the path of the believers. Who are the believers at the time of revealing this verse? Must be the companion. رضوان الله تعالى. Then that person نوليه ما تولى. He will be left with what he chooses. ونصله جهنم. We guide him to, we make him enter Jannah. We admit him to Jahannam. We admit him to Jahannam. والعياذ بالله. نعم. Another ayah or another hadith. نعم أبا عبد الله. أحسنت. In سورة الحشر, when Allah mentioned the مهاجرون, He said أولئكم الصادقون, they are the truthful ones. When Allah mentioned the أنصار, أولئكم المفلحون, they are the successful ones. Then Allah said والذين جاءوا من بعدهم, and those who come after them, what do? They make dua for the companion, for the مهاجرون and أنصار, and they say سبقونا بالإيمان, they preceded us in faith. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, don't make in our heart any hatred and envy and malice towards them. Means, therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned in his book, Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, the Ahlul Sunnah, the Sahaba, are safe from their tongue and from their heart. سلامة قلوبهم وألسنتهم. نعم. So you, Sahaba, you only say good about them, and you only have for them in your heart good for them. Love, making dua. نعم. Another proof. بارك الله فيكم. نعم. نعم معاوية. نعم. Ahsanta, you bring another ayah from Quran. We want those we mentioned already. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. From Fatiha, Allah guide us to the straight path. Which path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you have favored upon them. Who are those? أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Those Allah have favored upon them are the prophets, صديقين, prophets from who is the head of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. صديقين, who are the head of the صديقين, all of them, wherever they may be. Abu Bakr, والشهداء, who is the head of the martyrs. Umar, Uthman, Ali, they are shuhada, all three. والصالحين, and the righteous ones. Oh Allah, guide us to that straight path. So when you make an even salah, you pray, you make a dua, you asking Allah to guide you to the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, path of Abu Bakr, path of Umar, Uthman, Ali, Ridwan Allah ta'ala alayhi. How do you say ill about them? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Naam, Abadir. أحسنت. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. Last person. نعم محمد. أحسنت. بارك الله في إن سورة التوبة. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Three group Allah is pleased with them. مهاجرون, أنصار, and those who follow them with goodness. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. نعم. One last. بارك الله فيكم. نعم أبا عبد الله محمد. أحسنت. إن سورة الفتح, لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين. Allah is pleased with the believers. إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. When they give you Adam's allegiance under the tree. فعلم ما في قلوبهم. Allah knows that which is in their hearts. فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا. نعم. بارك الله فيك. سوقك بها عكاشة. نعم. We mentioned many ayat. Naam Amir. Ahsanta. Barakallahu fiqh. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Naam. Naam. Another ayat, another hadith. Naam Aba Suhaib. Naam. Taib Aba Wa'il. Ahsanta. The hadith al-Irbad. Now the hadith. All those were ayat in Quran. Ayat is sufficient. One ayat is sufficient. More ayat is more iman, more knowledge. Hadith, more knowledge. Yes, Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned his ummah will divide. He said, if that happened, he said, stick to my way and the way of the khulafa. Naam. The other hadith, yes. Ahsan, Prophet ﷺ, another hadith, he mentioned the ummah will divide into 73. All will be in hellfire except one group. When he was asked, who are those who be saved? He said, those who are upon my way and the way of my companion, which we are on today. Naam. Barakallahu fi Aba Hammam. Ahsanta. That's another adilla. If we start counting all the ayat, all the hadith about the Sahaba, they start, we may not finish tonight, to be honest. And that's one of it. In Sahih Bukhari, Prophet ﷺ, even though we didn't mention that, Prophet ﷺ, what he said, عليه السلام, آيات حب الإيمان حب الأنصار. نعم, آيات الإيمان حب الأنصار. رواية أخرى, حب الأنصار من الإيمان. The sign of the belief, or loving the Ansar, is from the faith. وآيات النفاق بغض الأنصار. And the alama, the sign of hypocrisy, is to hate the Ansar. If this is that case of Ansar, the second group of the Sahaba, how would the first group of the Sahaba muhajirun? Many ayat. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. Allah mentioned that the companions are not equal. Those who fought and believed before capturing Makkah, conquering Makkah, and those who believed and fought after that, they are not equal. But Allah said, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. All of them, Allah promised for them al-husna, jannah, paradise. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Al-husna, al-jannah. Prophet ﷺ mentioned, when he make tafsir in the surah, in the ayah, in surah to Yunus. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. فحسن الحسنى الجنة وزيادة زيادة سين الله. So all the companions are Allah promised them الجنة. كل وعد الله. Many آيات. Many حديث. نعم. هلا تاركوا لي أصحابي. والله لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيف. Leave for me my companion. Prophet said, by Allah, if one of you is paying the like of Uhud of gold, he cannot reach mud ahadihim. If one of the Sahaba is paying a handful of gold, so if one of us, one of the Tabi'een, would spend a mountain of Uhud of gold, he cannot reach the reward of the one Sahabi who spent a handful of gold. How? Because the Tabi'i, all the way to us tonight, everything good we do in it. Who get the reward? The same reward who get. After Prophet Muhammad, the companion. Every righteous action the believers they do, Sahaba get their share. How you believe without the Sahaba? It is them who were between you and the Prophet ﷺ. It is them who convey the Quran to you. From Prophet ﷺ, it is them who convey all the religion. So every righteous action you do in Sahaba, they get their reward. Just like Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, whoever is killed wrongly, whoever is killed, is oppressed. By oppression, he is killed. Who gets a share of the killing? The son of Adam, Qabil, the one who killed his brother. لِأَنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَنَّ الْقَتْلَ. He is the one who started killing someone, innocent person. So whoever innocent person is killed, Qabil, نسأل الله السلامة والعافية, he take a share. The same thing, whoever teach people good. So how can you read? I concluded with this one. When Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id Raslan, حفظه الله, he was refuting Sayyid Qutb. He said, who Sayyid Qutb, who said ill about some of the companion, like Amr bin As, Muawiyah bin Abi Talib, he said very bad about them. Sayyid Qutb, the head of these groups, ISIS and the like, and Al-Qaeda, the Shabab, Boko Haram. That's the source, from the source they take the deviation from. He said ill about Muawiyah radiallahu anhuma. He said ill about Amr bin As. When Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id Rasulan, he said, how you say that? And Amr bin As, he was the head, he was the leader of the companion who captured Mecca. And Allah, captured Egypt, Misr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided those people by them. Who was the leader? He was Amr bin As. And Sayyid Qutb, you are from Egypt, Egyptian. How you say bad about Amr bin As? You see that? Na'am. Someone who invite Islam to your ancestors. Every iman you have it, Amr bin As, he gets share. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How you say ill about that one? How is it easy to say, subhanallah, someone who call you to Islam and guide Allah, guide you to the Islam by his hand. You should have some type of respect. Na'am. Even if that one deviate, make dua for him. Allah guide him back. Allah, oh Allah, you guide me by that one. Allah guide him. Allah, alhamdulillah. So, Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.